Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. Secretary of State, the CCP put countless lives at risk. 20 years of raising awareness across the globe. Puerto Rico, Falandafa at the San Sebastian Festival for Children. Taiwanese university professor, Falandafa's teachings inspire my research. Being an example of Dafa's integrity for the students and teachers at my school. And Lithuania, Falun Gong practitioners hold introductory activities. Now for the stories.
U.S. Secretary of State, the CCP, put countless lives at risk. Since it first broke out in Wuhan, the coronavirus, or COVID-19, has quickly spread to over 190 countries. As of March 26, 2020, nearly 490,000 people have been infected and 22,150 have died of the virus. Over 68,000 people in the U.S. alone have tested positive for the virus, and over 1,000 have lost their lives to it. Both the United States President and the Secretary of State have called out the Chinese Communist Party for covering up the situation in China and allowing the outbreak to evolve into a pandemic. In the Coronavirus Task Force press briefing on March 21st, President Trump said China was very secretive and China could have told us earlier about what was going on inside. During an interview by the Washington Watch radio program on March 24th, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo emphasized that the CCP's cover-up of coronavirus information not only harmed the Chinese people, especially those in the epicenter of Wuhan, but also put the entire world at unnecessary risk. Pompeo has repeatedly expressed his frustration over the CCP's mishandling of the outbreak. During a March 18th interview with Fox News, he pointed out that the CCP did not do the work to suppress and instead covered up what was happening and put countless lives at risk. Addressing a Chinese diplomat's claim that the United States military might have brought the coronavirus to Wuhan, Pompeo said, "They were the first to know, and they wasted valuable days at the front end, allowing hundreds of thousands of people to leave Wuhan to go to places like Italy, that's now suffering so badly." Pompeo said that the United States was clearly aware of China, Russia, and Iran's coordinated efforts to disparage what America was doing and urged these countries to stop. In his interview with Washington Watch on March 24th, Pompeo reiterated the origin of the outbreak, saying, "This virus began in Wuhan, China. There is no doubt about where it began. Indeed, the Chinese Communist Party itself acknowledged that that's where the virus began. The timeline on this is quite clear that they sat on this for over a month and even then continued to deny that there was human-to-human transmittal of this disease." Pompeo pointed out that the CCP sat on this information and didn't do the right thing and instead punished doctors who were attempting to alert the world about what was taking place there in Wuhan. In the past few days, the CCP has reported nearly zero new local infection cases, including in Wuhan, the epicenter. But many are questioning whether the regime is continuing to cover up information about the epidemic to deceive the world.
Twenty years of raising awareness across the globe. Chang Shan-he, age 76, started practicing Falun Gong in 2000. He retired from his job over 20 years ago and has since been distributing Falun Gong informational materials to people around the world. He recalled, "I practiced Tai Chi for 25 years in an effort to improve my health, but I still suffered from three illnesses. However, after practicing Falun Gong for a short while, my gout, sore muscles, and bone spurs all disappeared. That's when I decided to stop practicing Tai Chi. It took me 6 months to read Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. On my first read, I surmised that the book was teaching people how to be good and kind. It wasn't until later on that I discovered that the book was actually disclosing the meaning of life to me, as well as the true purpose of human existence. Chang retired from his job after his first year of practicing Falun Gong and started introducing people to the beauty of the practice. He said, "Most people would be very appreciative if their family doctor was able to cure them of their illnesses. Practicing Falun Gong enables me to not only become a better person, but also to be illness-free. So, of course, my appreciation is beyond words." Wherever Chang goes, he carries clear plastic bags containing well-designed, well-written informational materials about Falun Gong. Since he regularly travels across the world telling people about the practice, he inevitably meets people who speak different languages. Chang said, "I asked local practitioners to teach me how to greet people in their native languages. When people hear me greeting them in their local dialect, they look both surprised and happy, and they are much more apt to accept my flyers and learn the facts about Falun Gong." Chang has clarified the truth in Italy, Switzerland, Sweden, France, Indonesia, Thailand, Japan, Hong Kong, Canada, the United States, and Saipan.
Puerto Rico, Falun Dafa at the San Sebastian Festival for Children. The annual San Sebastian Festival for Children, delayed this year due to the earthquake that surprised the island in early January, once again delighted families with its traditional music, dance, crafts, food, and especially for children, the handcrafts, theater, and storytelling. Falun Dafa practitioners had a booth at the festival this year where they introduced the practice and raised awareness about the nearly 21-year persecution of the practice in China. Visitors expressed their surprise upon finding an ancient practice of spiritual perfection at the festival. They stopped to read the displays and watch the exercise demonstration and talk to the practitioners. "What is Falun Dafa?" they asked. "And what has this to do with torture and organs?" As the practitioners explained, they noticed that many were silent and incredulous upon learning of the brutalities taking place in China. Some took photos of the exhibits and others asked for more details. They wanted to better understand what they were reading. As the practitioners relayed the facts that for more than 20 years, some 100 million practitioners of Falun Dafa, a peaceful meditation practice based on truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, have refused to renounce their faith. And as a result, the Chinese Communist Party has persecuted them in a multitude of ways. This moved many to show their admiration and express their desire to support what the practitioners were doing. One woman stopped and examined the displays with curiosity. She was elated when she learned that she had found a spiritual practice with its book, Duan Falun, that she could download for free, and that she could meet with other students and learn. She said, "Imagine what I found just walking by here." After signing the petition, she welcomed the opportunity to try one of the exercises. When she finished the Falun standing exercise, she was smiling and radiant. When asked how she felt, she could not speak for a few seconds, and then said, "My feet were about to leave the ground."
Taiwanese University Professor, Falun Dafa's teachings inspire my research. Professor Wang John Yu is one of the over 100 million people worldwide who practice Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong. He says his physical and mental well-being have improved significantly as a result of regularly reading Duan Falun, the main book of the practice. He also feels that Falun Dafa has given him inspiration in his field of research. Professor Wang obtained a degree in civil engineering at Taiwan's National Central University. He studied martial arts while attending the university and became very interested in Qigong and cultivation practice. He worked at the University of Texas in the U.S. in late 2005, and when he mentioned to his department secretary that he was searching for a Qigong practice, she suggested that he try Falun Dafa. He took the secretary's advice and started reading Juan Falun. Professor Wang frequently caught colds, had fevers and sore throats, and suffered from various aches and pains. The most significant change he has experienced after taking up Falun Dafa is increased immunity and high energy levels. He's 61 years old now, yet he looks much younger. Professor Wang said that his character has also improved as a result of practicing Falun Dafa. As a scholar professor, he used to compete for academic research programs and pursue success in his career. He would be unnecessarily strict with his students when he was under pressure, and he frequently lost his temper. After studying the teachings of Falun Dafa, he understood the meaning of life and learned to treat others with kindness. He said, "Compassion is very important. If you aren't compassionate, you won't be able to get along well with others." He adopts the same principles when handling family relationships. He said, "The best thing about cultivating Falun Dafa is that we have the teachings to guide us. They act as the criteria for our thoughts and actions."
Being an example of Dafa's integrity for the students and teachers at my school, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Hebei Province, China. I'm an elementary school teacher who practices Falun Dafa. I strive to improve my character, so I stopped taking gifts from parents. I only focused on doing my job well, being responsible to the students, and treating everyone kindly. Whenever the parents gave me a gift, I told them that I was a Dafa practitioner and I follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and I shouldn't accept gifts. Note: in China, it is common practice for parents to give gifts to teachers in exchange for more favorable opportunities for their children. If a parent still insists on giving me a gift, I later find out how much it cost, return the money, and tell them the facts about Falun Dafa and the persecution. They usually have a better understanding afterward and no longer give me gifts. I also explained to the clerks at the bookstore that I wouldn't accept kickbacks. The clerks then charged my students less for the books. For the same amount of money, students in other classes paid for one book. My students could buy three. I was once a test proctor for a final exam with another teacher who was about to begin her role as the Chinese Communist Party secretary of the school. After I distributed the exam, I saw a yes-no question asking, "Is Falun Gong a cult?" I showed the other teacher the question, and it surprised her too. I then looked at the students' answers and saw that all of them had answered yes. I thought it was not accidental that I encountered this. As a practitioner, I should uphold Dafa's integrity and not let the students be poisoned by the CCP's lies. I said to the students, "Hi, everyone. This is not normally done, but I would like to share something with you regarding a question about Falun Dafa. If you need to judge whether it is right or wrong, you should at least know something. I am here to tell you that I have been practicing Falun Dafa for over 20 years. Use me as a reference to judge how to answer the question." I saw that all the students changed their answers.
Lithuania. Falun Gong practitioners hold introductory activities. Falun Gong practitioners held a series of activities in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania, on March 6th through 8th, 2020. With exhibitions in four languages and brochures in dozens of languages, practitioners introduced the Falun Gong ancient spiritual practice. Many people expressed their support and appreciation and signed a petition calling for an end to the CCP's persecution. Falun Gong practitioners set up an information booth and many people stopped and asked for more information. Visitor Andreas asked several questions. When he heard about the CCP's atrocities of harvesting organs from living Falun Gong practitioners, he said, "The murderers will certainly be punished by God," as he signed the petition. Mr. Arturis asked a Chinese practitioner about his thoughts on the Chinese government. The practitioner told him, "It's an evil regime. It continues to kill people and destroy people's beliefs and compassion. The CCP is doomed. Mr. Arturis shook the practitioner's hands tightly and said, "You are right. Falun Gong is right." Mr. Nobert Kaminsky, his wife, and his daughter stopped by the Falun Gong booth and asked several questions. They all signed the petition after hearing about the CCP's organ-harvesting crimes. Nobert was interested in learning the practice and bought the main book of teachings, Juan Falun. After one woman signed the petition, she wanted to help collect more signatures. She took a photo of the introduction to the petition and planned to share it with her friends. She said that Falun Gong practitioners' activities were very important, and she appreciated them very much. Dahlia watched the practitioners' exercise demonstration for a long time. When she was told about the CCP's persecution, she immediately signed the petition. She also left her phone number with practitioners so that she could learn the exercises later. Practitioners also sent emails to members of parliament informing them about the activities and thanking the group of 29 MPs and one Lithuanian member of European Parliament for sending a letter to Chinese leader Xi Jinping, condemning and expressing their concerns over religious persecution in China. Practitioners subsequently visited the Lithuanian government offices and delivered updated reports about the persecution. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.